wanted to do this. They wouldn't let me, she said. Iger flatly denies this, saying Tarsus never mentioned Survivor to him, and he knew nothing about the show. Tarsus never formally rejected Survivor. When ABC's development deal with Parsons expired, ABC didn't renew it. Davies was disappointed, but not surprised. Parsons sold the idea to Swedish television, and Expedition Robinson aired the following year. While it attracted large audiences, its success was marred by the suicide of one of the participants. Eventually, Parsons sold rights to a U.S. version to Mark Burnett, the same producer Fox had wanted to bring to the show. At the urging of Bloomberg and Tarsus, Iger had brought Davies to ABC from Buena Vista in late 1997 to be in charge of alternative programming. Under Iger's leadership, ABC had scored a big success with America's Funniest Home Videos, which wasn't a traditional scripted show, and had launched That's Incredible, which featured real people performing stunts that ranged from the amazing to the ridiculous. Iger encouraged Davies to come up with some new, preferably cheap, base hits that could be plugged into the ABC schedule. This was a variation on Eisner's singles and doubles strategy for the movie business. Tarsus was eager for Davies to develop alternative comedies, so he bought the rights to Whose Line Is It Anyway?, a British improvisational show, and developed The Man Show with comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who'd worked with Davies on Win Ben Stein's Money. The Man Show was something of a cross between a variety show and Animal House, and the brazenly lowbrow show featured plenty of young, bikini-clad women jumping on trampolines and chimpanzees trained to perform scatological stunts. Eisner walked out of the screening. Iger just looked at Davies and shook his head. "Gutsy," he said, "but you must be out of your mind." The Man Show was sold to Comedy Central, where it ran for 6 seasons. But after the failures of other Davies-backed shows like Puppies Present, hosted by a dog, Davies was marginalized within Disney as someone who belonged in cable. He seemed an embarrassment to Tarsus, whose primary interests were traditional comedies and drama. Later that year, in September 1998, a tape of a new British television show arrived at Davies' home, sent by one of his friends in London. As he watched it, he was excited. Eisner had repeatedly expressed an interest in reviving the venerable game show $64,000 Question, and Davies had been trying to find a way to remake the show ever since. The new show solved the problems he'd encountered with $64,000 Question. It was also a ladder show in which winnings rose the longer the player kept delivering correct answers, and with each question, the winnings were at risk. But there was a critical difference. Contestants could quit and take their winnings after they saw the next question and the multiple-choice answers, removing a large element of uncertainty from the bet. And it had another wrinkle, a so-called reality element. A contestant could place a phone call to someone for help in answering a question. In a taped episode Davies watched, a young woman called her father, and they ended up in tears. Davies himself was so moved by the moment, he had to brush away his own tears. He summoned his new assistant at ABC, Andrea Wong. She loved it, too. The pair rushed from